بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 17th session for Arabic lessons in Hadith in the Arabic program, Islamic University of Medina. And today, inshallah, we're going to be taking our 17th Hadith from this series. And because we're just starting a little bit late, we're going to cut the review short, and we'll suffice with the review that we had before the Salat. But just so that we get some kind of review in, inshallah, we're going to just look at the Hadith from last week. If anybody has memorized the Hadith from last week, the Hadith of Anas ibn Malik, Hadith number 16. Anybody memorize? Would like to recite from memory from last week. Mustafa. Naam. An Anas radiallahu anhu. An Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah yuhibbu ahadukum hatta yuhibbu li
akhihi. Hatta yuhibba. لنفسه. It's reported by متفق عليه. Okay, last week's hadith, the hadith of Anas رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. متفق عليه. نعم. مرشد. Okay, recite it one more time, just for my benefit, because I was a little bit distracted. Naam, labas. More practice for you. He said, once is enough, right?
I got it out.
You got it out. Now, anybody else want to recite it? Type. Let's give somebody else a chance. Naam. Jamal. حتى يحب لي أخيه ما يحب
نفسه
يعني start from the beginning. لا يؤمن أحدكم لأخيه till he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. ما يحب حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب يحب لنفسه لنفسه. Reported by متفق عليه. Somebody else. نعم. فضل نصير.
عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه.
تفكر عليه. نعم. أبو بكر.
أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي
صلى الله عليه وسلم
قال لا يؤمن
أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. متفق عليه. طيب anybody else left? نعم. منتي.
عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لنفسه لأخيه ما يحب ما يحب لنفسه متفق عليه.
متفق عليه. نعم. Anybody else want to recite? Okay, inshallah. The purpose of our reviewing the hadith on a regular basis is to encourage everyone to try to stay on top of the hadith that we have taken in the past as we go on to memorize the hadith that remain, few hadith that remain. And it's important really to try to read those hadith, read through them during the week, even if possible every day, once or twice, just practicing so that. And if you memorized it before, you don't want to forget it. So it's important to do al-muraja'ah. This is a part of learning, that you review what you have learned so that you don't forget it. Okay, the hadith today is closely connected to the previous hadith from last week, in that it is also a hadith reported on the authority of Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, the khadim, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was as a child given by his mother to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to serve the Prophet, to help him, to aid him, and to assist him. And as a result of that, he spent a lot of time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and became one of the most prolific memorizers, preservers of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this hadith is also from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and it's also recorded by al-Bukhari and Muslim muttafaqun alayhi. Alright, so before we read the hadith for today, I just want to look at the hadith from last week and note that this hadith, like the hadith for today, is from Anas radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qal, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta. Likewise, today's hadith, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta. But in last week's hadith, no one has complete and perfect iman hatta until. This person loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And in today's hadith, حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَالِدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Both these hadith are muttafaqun alayhi, and both of them talk about the same subject, the subject of what? Of iman. The subject of how, what is necessary for a person to have complete and perfect iman. What is necessary for this? And from the things that are necessary for a person to complete and perfect their iman is that they have love for the Muslims. That a person loves for the other Muslims what they love for themselves. Naam. And in today's hadith, what is equally important, if not more important, is that a person's iman is not completed and perfected until their love of the Prophet ﷺ is greater than their love of anyone else. Whether it is their parents or their children or anybody from amongst humanity. Naam. So this is part of the perfection of iman, that a person, that their greatest love, the love that's legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't mean the love that's natural, the love that a person naturally has for their mother, for example, or they naturally have for their son or their daughter. That's natural love, that's from the human being, that's natural. We're talking about the love that Allah has legislated, due to the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the final and last messenger, to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humanity, to save people from the hellfire, that he's the one who delivered this message and made it possible for us to have the right guidance that will enable us to earn the pleasure of Allah and his reward in Jannah. It's because of that that Allah has chosen him for this mission and he has delivered this message, and that we have been saved from the hellfire. Perhaps if we follow this message, then the love is based on this. And therefore this is the greatest love, because this is the greatest affair. It's greater than the love of your friend who has done some good for you, or your benefactor who has given you some wealth or help or aid or assistance, or whoever it may be that has done something for you. This is greater than that, because there's nothing greater than the one who has given us the keys to the guidance that will enable a person to live the life in this world that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn them the reward of Allah and his pleasure in the next life, that is Al-Jannah. So this love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be greater than the love for any other human being, whoever they may be. No matter what they have done for you, no matter what is their relationship to you, the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be greater. So we're going to look at today's hadith specifically now. Again, an Anasin radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, anin nabiyyi, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا يؤمن أحدكم لا يؤمن أحدكم, no one of you, أحدكم, one of you, no one of you believes, يعني has complete and perfect iman, حتى, until, أكون, يعني this is from كان يكون, the verb to be, أنا أكون, يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, حتى أكون, until I will be, يعني أحب, the most beloved, إليه, to him, the most beloved to him, or more beloved to him, من then والده with a long vowel والده يعني his father and here the meaning of والد includes mother also والده وولده يعني these two words are close right والد and ولد والد with long A in كسرة and ولد with short two فتة فتة والد the parent ولد the child يعني until أنا حتى أكون until I will be more beloved إليه to him من والده than his parents وولده and his children والناس and the people أجمعين all of them يعني all of humanity the whole of humanity and there's a lot of discussion concerning this hadith but first we want to look at the words And you make sure that every word is clear and the grammar, in case there's anything here that's not clear to us. Okay, so the first word we have here is la yu'minu. This is la nafiyah. Naf, negation, la of negation. Yani this is not la nahiyah, to prohibit, don't do something. No, this is negation, la yu'minu. Yani it's negating complete and perfect iman. For any one of you, ahad means one. أحدكم one of you. This is the pronoun كم, which is the second person masculine plural. أحدكم one of you. No one of you believes. حتى يعني until أكون. Originally this verb أكون from كان يكون أنا أكون. But here we have فتى أكون and that's because it is because after حتى it became منسوب. Due to what is understood in this word hatta, yani n al mudmara, yani the n that is hidden inside of it, that is not pronounced or written, but is understood to be there. Hatta, yani ila n akuna. The meaning of it, hatta ila n akuna, until I am ahabba, yani ahabba. Originally it is ahabbu, yani it's ism tafdil like akbaru, asgaru. Yani originally the form should be أحببو أح يعني with two ba's أحببو but because of the double ba it became with شدة أحببو and then يعني because يعني it's منسوب it became أحبة حتى أكون أحبة إليه إليه is from the preposition إلى and the pronoun who to him and of course we said previously right that the pronoun who and whom, and huma, and so on, that when they are preceded by ya with sukoon or kasra, then change from who to he. Hatta akuna habba ilayhi min, then, yani more beloved than, walidihi, walid means the father or parent. Huh? Wa walad, walad is the one that was born, huh? Anyone that was born is a walad. والناس and the people يعني humanity and here we have أجمعين أجمعين here is for what purpose يعني تأكيد وتوكيد يعني meaning emphasis to emphasize the people all of them أجمعين all of them all of the people okay and also there's a point here I don't know if I mentioned it last week or it didn't come in the hadith last week anyway أجمعين يعني for تأكيد or توكيد is going to be, it's a تابير, so it has to agree with the word that it's confirming. So the word that is confirming, ناس, is مجرور, so it also has to be مجرور. Otherwise, if it's مرفوع, we will say أجمعون. أجمعون, if it's مرفوع, أجمعين, if it's مجرور or منسوب. Alright, any question about any of the words in this hadith, that are not, any word that's not clear to us? Is there any word that we don't know? Well, it's not clear. Any question about the wording of the hadith itself? Tayyib. Oh, yes, Faiz.
Yukminu means the mudari verb. Yukminu.
يؤمنوا. Yeah, this is the مضارع form. From آمنا يؤمنوا. لا يؤمنوا. نعم. يؤمنوا is the what? Third person, masculine, singular. Believe. He doesn't believe. نعم. Okay? He does not believe. It's negation. It's negating a person's iman. But of course, if we have a chance to discuss this hadith and what the scholars have said about it, at least briefly, we'll see that the meaning here is not that if a person doesn't have this characteristic that they have no iman. We're not saying that they go out of Islam. But we're saying that the iman is not complete or perfect. Yani kamal al-iman. This is negation of the kamal of iman. And yani on that point, let me just mention, because I don't know how much time we're going to have, but from amongst the scholars that mentioned this, maybe today we'll read a couple of notes from the explanation of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, the Muhaddith of Medina, yani the scholar of Medina today. He wrote a book containing 20 hadith, which he explained things related to the isnad of the hadith, the meaning of the hadith, ahkam or rulings or benefits from the hadith and so on. And from what he said concerning this particular hadith in that book, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, he said that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه. No one of you believes until I am more beloved to him, to the end of the hadith. قال الحافظ ابن حجر, الحافظ ابن حجر الأسكناني, the great scholar of hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Hadith, explainer of Sahih al-Bukhari, Fath al-Bari, he said, A, the meaning of this, لا يؤمن أي إيمانا كاملا. يعني this negation of what? إيمانا كاملا. Person doesn't have complete and perfect iman. And then he says, وقال الشيخ عبد الرؤوف المناوي, the great Indian scholar of hadith, who gives the explanation of جامع الصغير, الإمام المناوي, in his book فيض القضية, that's the explanation of جامع الصغير, he said, لا يؤمن يعني أي إيمانا كاملا. يعني the meaning of the negation here of iman means the negation of complete and perfect iman. It doesn't mean that a person has no iman, that they are no longer a Muslim, that they go out of Islam. And he also said, يعني حتى أكون أحب إليه, he will not have complete and perfect iman until I am more beloved to him. He said, this is غاية في النفي كمال الإيمان. This is the fullest extent that a person can go to, يعني the extremity of the matter in terms of the negation of perfect iman, that a person doesn't have perfect iman. وَمَنْ كَمِلَ إِمَانُهُ عَلِمَ أَنَّ حَقِيقَةِ الْإِيمَانِ لَا تُتِمُّ إِلَّا بِالتَّرْجِيعِ حُبِّهِ عَلَى حُبِّ كُلِّ مِنْ وَلَدِهِ وَوَالِدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And whoever, he said, whoever's iman has become perfect, that person will know with certainty that the reality of iman is not completed except by giving preference to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over your children, your parents, and all of humanity. And the haqiqat al-iman will not be complete and perfect until that person gives preference to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over all of humanity. Okay, I don't want to get too far sidetracked with this, but I'm going to just mention one more point, and perhaps, and it will go to the grammatical explanation. I mean, the grammatical points related to this hadith. The Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad quotes a lot of scholars concerning this hadith. From amongst those he quoted, يعني Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, who said, من ادعى محبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بدون متابعته والتقديم قوله على قول غيره فقد كذب كذب. يعني Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said, whoever claims love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while they have not followed the Prophet, they have not followed the Prophet بدون متابعته, and they have not given preference to his saying, his speech, his word over the word of other than him, this person has lied. They have lied. And whoever claims that they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they don't follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they don't give preference to what he has said over all other people, then they have lied. This is what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said. And also, yani the Shaykh mentions that the negation of iman, yani is not such that a person has no iman. Rather, every Muslim will have some love of the Prophet ﷺ in accordance with his level of Islam. Yani, the more a person strengthens their Islam, the more they will have love of the Prophet. And every Muslim, لا بد أن يكون مؤمنا وإن لم يكون مؤمنا الإيمان المطلق. And every Muslim, it is of a necessity that every Muslim is also a believer. نعم. يعني you can't be a Muslim, really, if you don't really believe in Allah. But the point here is what? It's not that you don't have any iman. That's the point. We don't say that a person doesn't have any iman. Whoever is a Muslim, لابد أن يكون مؤمنا وإن لم يكون إيمانه الإيمان المطلق. Even if that person's iman is not الإيمان المطلق, means الإيمان الكامل, perfect iman. And here I just want to note, in case somebody is studying iman and they come across this term, al-iman al-mutlaq. The scholars of the people of Sunnah distinguish between al-iman al-mutlaq and mutlaq al-iman. These words, if they are reversed, the meaning is different. Al-iman al-mutlaq, al-iman al-mutlaq means al-iman al-kamil, perfect iman. Mutlaq al-iman, mudaf mudaf ilayhi, mutlaq al-iman means that a person has the foundation of iman, meaning they have iman, even if it's weak, even if it's defective, but they have iman. And that a person has some iman. Mutlaq al-iman means they have some iman. But al-iman al-mutlaq means the person has perfect iman. And this is the terminology that the scholars of the people use to distinguish between the person who has some iman. We're not negating iman from him completely. He has some iman. He believes in Allah. But his iman may be weak, it may be low, it may be defective. So we say that person has mutlaq al-iman. But if they say al-iman al-mutlaq, then this means that the person loves the Prophet ﷺ more than anyone else. That this person loves for the brother what they love for themselves. This person fulfills the commands of Allah and avoids the prohibitions and so on and so on. Whatever is required by the deen of Allah, then this is a different situation. The person who has iman, the base of iman, and the person who has fulfill the obligations and duties and the things that Allah has legislated for us in this deen was perfect and complete iman. Now,
what's the meaning of the word Muslim?
Absolute. Absolute. Yani, the literal meaning of it is absolute. Now, but what is intended here? Al-Iman al-Mutlaq. What is intended? Absolute iman means complete and perfect iman. Al-Iman al-Kamil. But mutlaq al-iman means that they have some iman. They're not negated from iman completely. They have some base iman, the minimum level, even if it's defective and incomplete. Now,
mutlaq al-iman, iman is mudaf ilayh, but al-iman al-mutlaq,
it's a not. Now, al-iman al-mutlaq, here mutlaq is a not describing iman. But mutlaq al-iman is mudaf ilayh. Okay. That being said, let's go back to our notes here for this particular hadith. If there's no question about the basic meaning of the hadith, the meaning of the words, the linguistic points contained in it, then we're going to look at the notes in our book on page 39. Huh? Yes, I'm sorry, brother.
The meaning was not that you might on the extent of humanity or like every kind of creation.
No, humanity, human beings. وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And of course, there's no doubt that it could be included, but what is intended here are human beings. If you notice in this hadith, in the explanation of the hadith there's more detail, we don't have enough time to go into the complete detail, but some of the scholars, like Sheikh Abdul Muhsin quotes from Fathul Bari and other books of hadith, he says that in this hadith there's an indication that the love of all of humanity, every human being is included, but in levels. The first one that's mentioned is Walid, and that's the one who has your first love. Because that's the first person who came into your life. Yani before you had children, you had what? Parents. Okay, so the walid came first. And then, after that, you had children. And the most beloved to you should be your parents. And then after that, your children. And then after that, the rest of humanity, other people. So all kinds of people are included in this. Yani your parents, your children, and anybody else from amongst the human beings. Everybody's included in this. But in the order of preference. Parents first, and then children, and then other people come after them. And the Sheikh gave a long explanation about this, but any time is not sufficient to explain it now.
Wealth is included.
In some of the narrations, wealth is mentioned. Yani we might not have time to give all of this detail, but in some of the narrations, in the narration of Sahih Muslim and Imam al-Nasai, mentions until yani the Prophet is more beloved to you than your wealth. Yani malu, yani his wealth. But yani that's a different narration, and yani the meaning is also there. So it's included that everything else. But I'm saying in reference to his question, nas here means people. But certainly there are other things too in this dunya that people love, and the Prophet ﷺ should be more beloved to a Muslim, to a mu'min, than any human being or anything in this world. Yani the love of the Prophet ﷺ is connected to, and Allah has connected it in the Quran and in the Sunnah, that we found the connection between the love of the Messenger connected to the love of Allah. Yani it's from the love of Allah, which is the asl, the foundation. It's due to that. If a person loves Allah, that's why they love the Messenger of Allah. So the love of the Messenger of Allah is connected to, yani it's derived from love of Allah. So yani Allah mentions yani the love of Allah and the love of the Messenger being more preferable than anything else in this world. And in some places in the Quran he mentions yani the people, the things, your wealth, whatever, your houses, and whatever it, a person might love in this world. First and foremost, it should be, the greatest love should be for Allah and His Messenger, yani over everything else. Naam, Faiz.
This is ghulu,
exaggeration, extremism in putting yani the Prophet ﷺ above the place that Allah has placed him in. And the Prophet ﷺ said, don't exaggerate in me like the Christians did Isa ibn Maryam. And he said, but I am what? Abd, servant of Allah. فَقُولُ عَبْدٌ وَرَسُولُهُ. So say, a messenger, yani a slave, a worshipper of Allah and a messenger. He's no more than that. We don't have to go to the extreme. Allah has already given him the highest place. And he as being what? A worshipper. Yani Allah has described him as being a true worshipper of Allah. The best of the people of humanity that worship Allah. And a messenger of Allah. And that's sufficient for him. In any case. Naam? Ana basharun mithlukum. Naam. And Allah has made it clear that he's a human being. Naam. Allah created yani everything in the creation for a purpose, and that purpose is to worship him. Okay, so back to our hadith. I just want to make one more point here in this hadith. An Anas radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna. We said akuna is mansub because of hatta and al-mudmara, that's understood to be there, yani meaning ila an akuna. And the next word, akuna ahabba. Ahabba, we said that originally it is, yani from ahabbu. Ahabbu, but it became mansub because it is, yani, kana wa akhawatuha. Yani, ism inna is mansub, and ism kana is marfu'un. It's the khabaru kana. Yani, ahabba is khabaru kana. Yani, ism kana is marfu and khabru kana is mansub. If you haven't studied this verb kana yakunu, don't worry about it. This is a different, yani special type of verb. And the point is here is that kana is that type of verb that requires an ism and a khabar. Yani, it's used with a jumla ismiya where there's a mubtada and a khabar, and the mubtada becomes ism kana and the khabar becomes khabru kana. And the i'rab of ism kana is that it's marfu'un. Like we say, kana Allahu Zafura Rahima. Okay, so the ism kana is marfu'un, khabru kana is mansub, and here ahabba is the khabr of kana, and that's why it's mansub. Yani akunu ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. In any case, this particular point I think is not really intended for this lesson because it's not mentioned here in the lesson, but in any case, we just want to explain, yani at least indicate why this verb became mansub, yani why it's changed from ahabbu to ahabba. Fayyib. Okay, so the first word that came after the hadith is al-walid, al-walid. And the meaning of al-walid is al-ab, al-abu, al-abu, yani the father. Okay, this is the yani generally understood meaning of al-walid, the father, al-ab, and al-walida with termabuta, al-um, the mother. The Shaykh Abdul Musin al-Abad says in his explanation of this hadith, من والده لفظ الوالد يشمل الوالدة. Yani the expression الوالد in this hadith includes الوالدة, includes the mother. Yani يقال اكتفى بذكر أحدهما. Yani that is sufficient. You mention one of them and you can understand that it means both of them. So when we yani think of the meaning of this hadith, we shouldn't yani make it exclusive to loving the father, but rather loving one's parents. الأب والأم. So al-walid, yani we have here the meaning of it is al-ab, but rather in this hadith the meaning of it includes al-abu and al-ummu. Now, the second word is al-waladu, yani with fatah, fatah. Yani the previous word has fatah alif, yani al-walid, and then lam with kasra. Here the waw has fatah, short waw, and the lam has fatah, short waw also, al-waladu. And the meaning of al-waladu, kullu من ولد, yani everyone who has been born, لأحد, to anyone, any everyone that has been born to anyone, صغيرا كان أو كبيرا, even if that person is young or that person now is old, but whoever has been born to someone, even if it's a young child or an old man or an old woman, everyone who has been born to someone, and that's the only way to come in this world, right, then everyone is a ولد. يطلق على الذكر والأنثى, and it is used to apply to both male and female. يعني الولد, it's used for both male child and female child. And this also reminds us of the hadith in which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاثة. يعني if a human being dies, all of the deeds are cut off except three, and one of them is what? ولدٍ صالحٍ يدعو له, yani a righteous child that supplicates for them. Here the word walad doesn't just mean a righteous son, it means a righteous child, son or daughter. Walad, walad is used for both al-dhakar wal-unthar, and it's also applied to al-jam', yani it's also applied to al-jam', yani plural, in which case the meaning here is yani waladihi, yani his children, son, daughter, and plural, children. Now, the next word that came here is ajma'in. Any ajma'in, we said this is from the expressions that's used for tawqeed, for yani emphasis, to emphasize something. And this is how it's used. Taqulu, you say, for example, the first example they gave us is hadara at-tullabu ajma'un, meaning all of the students attended. Yani hadara is the verb that means to attend or to be present. At-tulab is the fa'il, marfu'un with dhamma. And ajma'un is yani ta'akid or tawqeed of tulab. Yani it's emphasizing the tulab. And since at-tulab is marfu'un with dhamma, then ajma'un also has to be marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is wow. The sign that is marfu'un is wow. Hadara at-tullabu ajma'un. So we see that since it's a tabi', it's a word that follows another word like a not, follows the man'ut. So likewise, the words of ta'akid, they also follow in i'rab the word that they confirm or they emphasize. Hadara at-tullabu ajma'un. The second sentence, sa'ala al-mudarrisu at-tullaba ajma'in. Here, the meaning is what? The teacher asks the students, all of them, all of the students. So here, yani sa'ala is the verb, al-mudarris is the fa'il, the doer of the action, and at-tullab is what? The maf'ulun bi, the object of the action, the object of the verb, and the maf'ulun bi, we said, is always mansoob. So since it's mansoob, the word that's confirming it, ajma'in, also has to be mansub. The sign that is mansub in here is the ya. Okay, so we see a change from ajma'un to ajma'een.
How is it called?
What do you mean?
For example, for tulab, we say maf'ul bi. And what about
ta'kid? It's tabia. It's the tabia means a word that is connected to the ruling of another word that it's related to. Okay, so tabia means it takes the ruling. It's i'rab, it's not fixed, but it's dependent on what it is connected to. The na'at is connected to the man'ut. The ta'kid is connected to the word that it's emphasizing. So the word that it's emphasizing here is a tulab. In the first case, tulab was marfu'un with dhamma. In the second case, in this example, tulab is mansub, and therefore ajma'in, yani. We say it's i'rab, it's ta'kid. Love ta'kid, an expression for emphasis. And it has to agree with the word that it's emphasizing. So it has to be mansub. On the next page, top of the next page, it says, هذا من ألفاظ التوكيد. Yani, that this ajma'un or ajma'in is from the expressions that are used for emphasis. Expressions that's used for emphasis. In the same way that we say, yani, kullu wahid, every one of them, or we say jami'uhum, all of them, that we say the same thing, ajma'un, yani, is for emphasis. Okay, after this, the munaqasha, yani, the discussion, questions concerning this particular hadith. Allahu musta'an. Time. The first set of questions, ajib an ma ya'ti. Answer concerning what follows. The first question, hubbu nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al iman. What is the meaning? Love of the Prophet is a part of iman. Udhkur hadithan fi hadha al ma'na. Mention a hadith with this meaning. Mention a hadith with this meaning. Somebody mention a hadith with this meaning. Naam. Abu Bakr. Ahadukum. أحب إليه من والده متفق عليه. Okay, second question is almost the same question, but they give us the first part of the hadith completed. أكمل الحديث. Complete the hadith. Complete the hadith. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. طيب, number three. ضع, put في الفراغات, in the empty spaces, فيما يأتي and what follows, كلمة مناسبة. Put in the empty spaces what? Suitable, appropriate words that fit there, okay? Let's start reading it together. When we come to the blank, anybody give me the word. لا يؤمنوا, لا نؤمنوا, plural. لا نؤمنوا حتى نكون النبي, حتى يكون النبي. النبي حتى, لا نؤمنوا, we do not believe, حتى يكون, until he, that is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, will be أحب إلينا, more beloved to us, من آبائنا وأولادنا, than our parents and our children, والناس أجمعين. Question number four, من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون. من الصحابي, نعم, هو أنس, أنس ابن مالك رضي الله عنه. ومن المحدث الذي أخرجه, من المحدث, the scholar of hadith who collected it, نعم, نسية, المحدثاني هو البخاري ومسلم, هما البخاري ومسلم. Second set of questions, ما معنى الوالد, ما معنى, what is the meaning of الوالد, نعم, Anybody?
أنا الوالد أبو وأم.
Okay. الأب والأم كذلك. نعم. الأب والأم. طيب. Question number two. أدخل the word أكون في جملة مفيدة. يعني use this word أكون in a complete beneficial sentence. أكون. نعم. أكون. يعني for example أنا أدرس اللغة العربية حتى أكون ها مدرسا حتى أكون مدرسا نعم
سأحضر دراسة الشيخ أبي محمد
حتى أكون ممتازا ها جدا طيب نعم طيب أعبد الله وحده حتى أكون حتى أعبد الله وحده حتى أكون من المسلمين أو من لا نعم ولكن إذا أعبد الله وحده هذا بمعنى أنني أوحد الله فأكون من الموحدين من الموحدين من أهل التوحيد نعم حتى نعم question number three املأ الفراغات فيما يلي بأجمعون وأجمعين يعني fill in املأ الفراغات the empty spaces فيما in what يلي follows be using the word أجمعون and the word أجمعين each one in its proper place top of page 41 Read the sentence and fill in the blank. Naam mente.
Kharaja at-tullabu ajma'un.
Naam kharaja at-tullabu ajma'un. What is the meaning?
All the students went out.
All of the students went out. All of the students went out. Here kharaja is the fi'l, the verb. At-tullabu is the fa'il, the one doing the action. And ajma'un is confirming it, emphasizing it. So at-tullabu since it's marfu'un, ajma'un is also marfu'un. Second one. Now Musa.
Sa'altu az-zumala'a ajma'ina.
Sa'altu az-zumala'a ajma'ina. What is the meaning? I asked the classmates, all of them. Here in this sentence, sa'ala is the fi'l, the verb, and the pronoun tu is the fa'il, do of the action. Zumala is the what? Mafulun bi mansoob. So the word that is ta'keed for it has to also be mansoob. Az-zumala'a ajma'een. Naam, Nasir.
Sallamtu ala zumala'i ajma'een.
Naam, sallamtu ala zumala'i ajma'een. Again, sallamtu is the fi'l and the fa'il. And zumala is what? Ism majroor because of the preposition ala. The word, the noun that comes after a preposition is majroor. So since zumala is majroor, the word that is emphasizing it, ajma'in, is also majroor. Okay, time is very short. I just want to quickly mention some of the rulings that the Shaykh mentioned from this hadith that are of great benefit, even though he mentioned a lot of other important points, but due to the time, wallahu musta'an. Naam. Okay, from what the Shaykh mentions, he said from the fiqh of this hadith and what is extracted from it, he mentioned a lot of points. I'm going to mention five or six of them. The first point, the obligation of giving preference to the love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the dearest people, the most dearest people to you. Yani giving preference, wujub taqdeem mahabbat al-rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam على عز الناس إلى الإنسان. يعني whoever may be the closest people, most beloved to you, you have to give preference to the love of the Prophet. Second point, أن محبة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم واجبة. The love of the Messenger is obligatory. واجبة. وهي تابعة لمحبة الله لازمة لها. And it is يعني تابعة. يعني it is following, connected to Mahabbatillah, to the love of Allah, lazimatillaha, and it is what? Inseparable from the love of Allah. Yeah, this is a very important point. Shaykh is saying what? That the love of the Messenger, it is obligatory, and it is what? Following, connected to the love of Allah, and inseparable from it. A person can't claim that they love Allah and they don't love the Messenger of Allah. Number three, أن الأعمال من الإيمان لأن محبة عمل القلب. أن الأعمال من الإيمان, that actions are part of iman. As some people claim that iman is just in the heart. No, actions are also a part of iman. لأن المحبة, because loving is an action, عمل القلب, action of the heart. So actions are also, this is from the definition of iman from the people of Sunnah. We believe that al-iman is conviction in the heart, speech on the tongue, and actions of the limbs of the body. It increase and decrease, and it differs. Yani some people having higher levels of iman than others. Now, question point number four. The Shaykh says, "Qad yanfi al-iman an shakhs wala yukhruj wala yukhruj dhalik wala yukhruj bi dhalik an al-Islam." Yani qad yanfi al-iman an shakhsin. Yani iman may be negated from a person. وَلَا يَخْرُجْ بِذَارِكْ عَنَ الْإِسْلَامِ, and that person, due to that negation of iman from him, as described in this hadith or the previous hadith, he does not go out of Islam due to that. We don't say that negation of iman in these hadith means a person is no longer a Muslim. It's not مُخْرِجْ مِنَ الْمِلَّةِ. It doesn't take a person out of Islam, but it means that the iman is not complete and perfect. And the fifth point that the Shaykh mentions here, I'm looking at the time, أنه إذا كان هذا شأن محبة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فما أظن بمحبة الله. يعني إذا كان هذا شأن محبة الرسول, if this is the يعني the level of the importance and the greatness of love of the messenger, فما أظن بمحبة الله, so what do you think is the level of love of Allah? If this is how we see the love of the messenger, what about the love of Allah? What about the love of Allah? نعم طيب. And I just want to mention here, the Shaykh also mentions in the Takhrij of this hadith, he said that Imam Muslim in the book of Iman, in his Sahih, he mentions a hadith, this hadith, and in his narration, yani he mentions the narrators in the chain of narration that's different a little bit from the chain of narration for Imam Muslim. He said, قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن عبد, يعني in the Sahih Muslim, he said, لا يؤمن عبد, no عبد, no slave, no worshipper, يعني has complete and perfect iman until I am more beloved to him than his parents and his children and all of mankind. And in another narration from a different chain, Imam Muslim narrates, لا يؤمن الرجل, الرجل, يعني our narration came in Sahih Bukhari, لا يؤمن أحدكم, and Imam Muslim it came, لا يؤمن عبد, or لا يؤمن الرجل. And also, حتى أكون أحب إليه, in Sahih Muslim it came, من أهله وماله والناس أجمعين. In Sahih Muslim it came what? Until I am more beloved to him than his family and his wealth, and his wealth and all of mankind. So wealth is also included in this, in reference to somebody asked about wealth when we were having this discussion. It came in the narration of Al-Imam Muslim. نعم. In the Sunan of An-Nasa'i it came, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. يعني with the mention of walad first, and then walid, and then الناس أجمعين. And the Shaykh says, يعني in another place, that يعني if the mention of walad came first, it's to emphasize the shafaqah, the compassion and care and love and concern that children يعني are entitled to more than adults. But in the narration of Bukhari, the mention of the father, the parents first, shows the yani emphasis, the preference due to the status of parents, yani the honor and respect that they are due over everybody else. So both of the narrations are authentic, and both of them have a meaning that is acceptable. And the time is running out on us, so we're going to stop here. And just read the... There's a question? And we'll just read the hadith for next week and close with this. Assalamu alaikum. Is it okay to say I love you to a kafir parent? This is quite a bit of discussion concerning this. Let's try to summarize the meaning. What? In this point, is it okay to say I love you to a kafir parent? And a person, their parent, is not a Muslim. Can you say I love you?
No.
In Islam, and we distinguish, and I alluded to this in the beginning of the discussion of this hadith, that there's natural love, and then there's the love that's legislated in Islam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? The natural love for a parent is there. The natural love for a child is there, even if they're not a Muslim. Yani the love of a parent is still permissible. But that love of the parent, or of the child, or any person that's not a Muslim, or anybody at all, especially if they're not a Muslim, can't be superior to and given preference over the love of Allah and what Allah yani has commanded us with. So the love of Allah and the Messenger of Allah and the things that Allah has given to us, yani has to be greater than the love that the natural love that a person has for a parent. So can a person say to their mother, I love you? Naam, you can say to your mother, I love you, even if they're not a Muslim. But yani, for sure we should know when we're saying that we don't love our parent more than we love Allah and His Messenger and the deen of Islam and what Allah requires of us in this deen. Okay, next week's hadith, and just so that whoever wants to prepare for it can prepare for it, somewhat lengthy hadith, and one of the longer hadith, probably this is there won't be any long ones after this, or I shouldn't say that, but anyway, and hadith number 18 on page 41, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, يعني on the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن ابن علي رضي الله عنهما. قبل النبي, the Prophet kissed صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن, the son of Ali, رضي, may Allah be pleased with both of them. وعنده, and at that time when he kissed الحسن, يعني the son of Ali, يعني وعنده الأقرع ابن حابس التميمي جالسا, and there was with him in his presence a man named Al-Aqra'u ibn Habisin Al-Tamimi, from the tribe of Tamimi, Jalisan. And at that time, when the Prophet ﷺ was kissing his grandson, Al-Hasan, the son of Ali, there was with him a man named Al-Aqra'u ibn Habis Al-Tamimi, sitting there. And that man said, فَقَالَ إِنَّ لِي عَشَرَةً مِنَ الْوَلَدِ مَا قَبَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. يعني, إِنَّ لِي عَشَرَةً, that indeed, I have 10 من الولد, 10 children, ما قبلت منهم أحد, and I haven't kissed one of them, not even one, I've never done such a thing, kissing children. فنظر إليه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at him, يعني what kind of look, like what is this. فنظر إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني amazed at this. فقال من لا يرحم لا يرحم, متفق عليه. Yani whoever doesn't have mercy, لا يرحم, doesn't have mercy, yani love for children, لا يرحم, then he will not be given mercy. Yani mercy will not, he will not receive mercy. متفق عليه. One more time the hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن ابن علي رضي الله عنهما وعنده الأقرأ ابن حابس التميمي جالسا فقال إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا فنظر إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال من لا يرحم لا يرحم. Notice the difference between these two words. من لا يرحم with فتح and فتح, لا يرحم with ضم and فتح. لا يرحم لا يرحم, whoever is not merciful will not receive mercy. متفق عليه. And we'll stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب